Hi, my name is Kai. You are listening to the Ragged Old Town. Shout out to all my Ramble and Ride fans, and this is a song that I made. So my neighbors, they have this baby named Tegan, and they sent me a birthday video of her saying happy birthday.
Happy birthday?
I recorded that and I used it as a sample. That's her.
Kylo November, also known as Kai Walden, is a 12-year-old musician and DJ.
My dad used to live in Old Town. We hop in the car, we drive down, and we just go down Franklin Road. To the right, there's a little bike park that my friends love to go to. And there's a bunch of docks with boats. That's where all the houseboats are. We'd drive all the way through past Dancing Moose. That was my favorite spot to get grilled cheese. We drive all the way to his house, across this bridge and on to this island. We would walk up his 47 steps all the way to his house. It kind of, for some reason, just looks different. I don't know why, it just kind of looks like Old Town. That was originally just Yellowknife. It was just that little area of buildings and houses. And then way back when it was just old, like, sheds and shacks that people lived in. So that place is kind of like, this is the actual Yellowknife down there.
Welcome to the Ragged Old Town Radio Podcast.
My name is Pat Braden.
Bobby Draghi.
Sarah Rasmus.
Happy to be here on the Quechua Treaty 8, Chief Draghi's territory.
Welcome to the Ragged Old Town, an Old Town Ramble and Ride Festival podcast. We're going to be touring around with some folks whose ancestors were here long before the prospectors, miners, and government workers. And we'll spend some time with other folks who don't take being a guest here for granted.
Well, my name is Bobby Draghi's. I'm from Deda. I grew up in Deda and moved to D'Lo and then now living in Yellowknife. I'm an owner and operator of the Bidini Adventures. Yeah, we're in a place called Old Town at the public dock across from, close to the Weaver store, I guess.
What did the elders call Yellowknife? Like, I mean, they didn't call it Yellowknife.
They called it Sombaque. Somba in our language means money and like the trading place, a money place. Before, way up top there, they used to call it Hakwe, because all that sand mixed with the soil and stuff like that. So the bay here, they call it Willie Che. Willie De is Yellowknife River, and Willie T is Prosperous Lake.
So what would you say your connection to this part of town is, like Old Town generally?
For me, it was just a place to gather supplies for what we needed for out in the land. A few times in the wintertime, we could drive through a skidoo to Weaver's, and then we'd go out land to Prosperous or out that way, wherever this curb would close. All the elders, they say when all this money's gone, when all this plastic is gone, like, people are going to go back to the land again. They're going to learn how to survive and learn how to hunt and gather and everything like that, so we keep teaching our kids, and they're going to be important in the future.
Oh, hey there. Ladies, this one's for you. Do you ever wonder how those men get those canoes up on their heads so hard and so fast and carry them for so long? Well, I'm going to tell you how it's done. Let me tell you, it has nothing to do with muscle. Check out these bat wings, and I'm going to do it. First of all, put on your sassy pants, whatever makes you feel confident. Mine happens to be camo. You're going to come up alongside the boat. Roll it on its side. flip it up onto your thighs. Reach across, and using your bones and not your muscles, you're gonna hoist this sucker up onto your shoulders. You only gotta walk with yourself in this life, so you don't always need a partner to carry that boat for you. Ladies, grab your canoe. We're going paddling.
Tiffany Ayalik is a musician, a performer, an artist, a paddler extraordinaire, and she grew up in the old town just around the corner from here in Peace River Flats. That's her teaching us how to carry our own canoe, and she's done all kinds of amazing musical projects. Her most recent one is with her sister Kaylee, and it's called Pixic. We're in Back Bay. It's July the 23rd. That's a beautiful calm morning after days of wind. I'm in the water this morning with my friend and neighbor, Michelle Swallow.
We're heading into Back Bay, and then we'll go under the causeway into Yellowknife Bay and back to the boat launch that is across from Weaver and DeBoer.
And so when I asked about any regular ramble round, you mentioned this route.
Yeah, this is something I would do a lot in the winter, especially skiing. And there's often set tracks that go all the way around Back Bay that I can take onto and then ski back just under the causeway and around the other side. It's fun to get out for a quick paddle in the evening or like today in the morning with my son. We've done that a few times this summer as well.
Michelle, maybe now that the water's calm here, I wanted to ask you what your perspective is on being a settler living here.
I wonder what Old Town would have looked like if the Dene of this area, the Yellowknives, had been involved in determining what Yellowknife would have looked like. And I'm a guest here for sure. And I don't have the same history here that the Yellowknives did, where, you know, their ancestors were hunting moose by the post office, right?
So. Yeah.
Hey there. Yep. My name is Sarah Rasmus. We're in West Dilo, top of the hill where I grew up. I lived here all my life. Now I'm a local business owner.
I think when we talk about the Old Town, a lot of people go, oh yeah, like the mining history. And that's sort of what comes to mind. I think especially for newcomers here, they don't really know how Dilo kind of fits into it all.
I know it's true. It's kind of like, was it Dilo first? Was it Old Town first? So Dilo in our language means end of the island. And that's exactly where we are, at the end of Latham Island. Here and Detta were put aside by the federal government for Indigenous peoples around in this area. So in this case, it's Yellowknife's Dene First Nation. But up until that time that they put this land aside for Yellowknife's Dene, we kind of lived all over. Like, you know, Dene people are nomadic people, and depending on time of the year, where their camps were, hunting camps, they were here. They were like up by the river, all scattered, but from here, basically to the end of School Draw there.
So yeah, I would love it if you could just give us a little tour and point out some of the landmarks of Dilo.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dilo's kind of bigger than it seems.
Yeah, it's about 50-ish acres. We used to do all kinds of things down here before, when, you know, growing up, rock climbing with like up in these like huge, ginormous high rocks with nothing but a rope. And I'm always shocked that we never fell or got injured that way. You know, building forts, playing tag, running from here down to my cousin's house. And our house being so high up where it is, she could see us to a point, and then she would be on the phone with my aunt, be like, okay, I can't see them anywhere. It's on you now. She's like, oh yeah, I see them. Yep, they're here. We're good. So it's like, there was always eyes.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we're now like at the end of where Morrison and Otto meet, and this is where the road stopped. And then whoever lived in Dilo would have to like portage or walk or get to the other side. So that's where the road stopped.
There was just no road into Dilo.
So there was like lots of, I guess, like protests in the end, because also the city of Yellowknife gets funding to take care, maintain, and take care of the roads in Dilo. And it's like, well, why aren't you paving our roads then with this money? What are you doing with this money? Finally, after protests of chanting, no more dust, no more dust, they finally paved the roads down here.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I'm here with Pat Braden, great friend and Old Town musician. What were you thinking playing?
This is this is about the first guitar player I ever saw, and his name is Archie Ludit, and he passed away here a couple of years ago, so yeah, missing him to bits that way. Just his funny stories, but I mean, he talks about, this is before the Legion or the Elks was ever here, any bars were happening uptown or anything. So they used to have house parties. And then he says to me in this interview, and he goes, yeah, I used to play at the Moulin Rouge. I said, Archie, wait a minute. Yellowknife had its own Moulin Rouge? And he goes, yeah. Betty so-and-so's place. He was just right across from Rachel Furr's old place there. I don't remember that place. I'm going, Archie, I'm not as old as you are, man. So I was just blown away that there was like a Moulin Rouge. Yellowknife had its own Moulin Rouge, like, and it would get raided, you know, by the cops. And then it would open up the next night, like, just like nothing happened, right? So, yeah, spirit of Old Town, but amongst many other funny stories. So, yeah, this one started really the whole musicians project for me, and all kinds of different sort of forays into the past, but this one's just called Calling Archie. First time I saw Archie was the winter of 69. In a smoky Legion club room on a Saturday night, saw him standing on a stage with a smile on his face and a guitar in his hands, and everyone in the place is calling Archie. They're calling Archie. They're calling Archie. Come on and play one more song. I was hanging out with Archie, yeah, just the other night. We stayed up late listening to 45s. Man, I was out of sight. Must have been around midnight when Archie fell asleep with that smile on his face. 'Cause even in his dreams, they're calling Archie. They're calling Archie, yeah. They're calling Archie, come on and play one more song. Mm-hmm. Well, the first time I saw Archie, now I was only 8 years old. 50-some years later, this old stage is getting cold. From the days when I saw Archie with that smile on his face and a guitar in his hands, and everyone in the place is calling Archie. They're calling Archie, yeah. They're calling Archie, come on and play. They're calling Archie, come on and play. They're calling Archie, come on and play one more song. They're calling Archie, come on and play one more song.
You can check out Pat Braden's extensive research on NWT musicians at musiciansofthemidnightsun.com.
My dad is a musician. He plays rock and roll. And when I was a kid, I really loved his music. And I wanted to do what he did. I wanted to make music. I went to my dad's house one time, and he said, I found this new artist, and it was Skrillex, and he played a song, and I like loved it so much, and then I wanted to make my own music like that. And at first, I didn't know what the heck it was. I'm like, what instrument is this? Because all I knew was that there was instruments, and that was it. My dad gave me this computer to take home, and I took it home, and he gave me some speakers, and I set it up in my room on a tiny desk, and I'd make music there. After I started making songs, I got interested on playing live with DJ controllers like this one. last year at Ramble and Ride, we were going to drive to where I was supposed to play, but there's too many people, so we had to take the gear and walk all the way there. The stage was right, it was at the Dancing Moose, and what we did is that lots of kids came, and I started playing the set. And everybody was like just having fun. There's even a small bouncy castle. When I started playing, at first people were sitting down or standing up if they didn't have a seat, and they were just watching. And then I started like getting even more into it, and then people started dancing a lot, and it just gets me all hyper. And really, it's like the crowd all dancing. That's also like that's the show too.
So I'm going by the Dancing Moose dock now, Yellowknife Bay, looking at the houseboats, and it's raining.
Yeah, I don't know. What have you thought about that?
I think kind of listening and being open to that, like you say, that collaboration and the acknowledgement of whose land this is a big part of it. Does it feel different when you like leave the city limits of Yellowknife and come into D'Lo?
Not that it feels different, but like I know there's a difference, and lots of people laugh when I'm like, I'm from D'Lo or I live in D'Lo, you know, and they're like, well, Yellowknife. It's like, no, Yellowknife city limits stop. And everyone's like, oh, okay, well, if you want to get technical, it's like, it's not technical. That's just what it is.
What's it mean to be a Yellowknife Dene? Like, what's it mean to you?
For me, it's like who we are. We're Yellowknife Dene. Like, we're, like my dad, he always says, we're Willy De Dene. Like, we're from Willy De, we're from here. Everything, we grew up here for thousands of years in this area, and we have all our roots here. This is where we're from. He said, we can't go nowhere else to learn who we are. We're here, so we have to remember who we are and try to keep going with the hunting, gathering, and being on the land and all that, because if you're not in the land and you're not walking on the land, you don't know what you're fighting for, so you have to go out there. Like, people, they can go back to Italy and learn their roots. People can go back to Ireland or Africa or wherever and learn their roots, but our roots are here, so that's what we have to keep teaching and all that. That's what my dad explained to me, you know, a long time ago.
But yeah, this is D'Lo. Let's come on down and take a little loop-de-loop anytime.
Thanks, Sarah.
Anytime, Jana.
Do you have another song in you?
I do.
Great.
A song I just called Back North, and it's I don't know, you grow up in a small town, or anybody grows up in a small town, and you just want to get the hell out of that small town and go somewhere else and seek your fame and fortune and spread your wings and all the rest of that stuff. And I was no different that way. So this song is just a little bit of a chronological sort of soundscape of that and that experience, you know. And then I guess in a lot of ways, being fortunate and lucky enough to be able to come back and find my peace, you know, with my home here for sure. So this is called Back North.
Turned 21 in the fall that year, full of life and music and love. Said goodbye to this old gold town. Packed my childhood up in a box. I shoved it under the bed. And on that big old jet airliner, I'm watching the old town getting smaller. Fare thee well, yeah, go to hell.
to every ghost and haunted dream that held me back north. Going down to the coast, see my sweet Lorraine. Yeah, she paints for my pleasure, she paints for my pain. And every night I wait up for her call. God, I just can't wait to dance with her again. Gonna find some cats who can really play. Man, we're gonna take it all the way. Eating sushi, drinking beer, and watching the sunset on English Bay. And I wonder how my friends are back north. I'm standing on a corner of 15th and Main. I'm soaked to the bone in this February rain. I got half pack of smokes, 20 bucks from my stereo. The Church of Scientology is calling. Quit my band about a month ago, and things between me and Lorraine got icy. I'm standing on a corner wondering which way to go. I'm looking up at the signs to sign me. Should I go east? Should I go west? Should I go south? Should I go back north? I'm soaking up the sunset on a peaceful summer evening. I'm staring at the lights in a cold that leaves you breathless. Pointing at the geese heading north in the springtime. Stand still and stare when they head south in the fall. The years fly by, time marches on. Gee, ain't it funny how things work out sometimes. Got me a wife, got me a couple of kids. Got me a van, got me a dog. Got me a shack in Old Town. Yeah, I feel like I belong. Yeah, I feel like I belong. Yeah, I feel like I belong. Feel like I belong back north. Back north.
This week we rambled around with Kylo November, Sarah Erasmus, Bobby Dreigeis, Tiffany Eilick, Pat Braden, and Michelle Swallow. Our theme song is written by Jeff Dinely and Lost in the Woods. This Ragged Old Town is produced for the 14th Annual Old Town Ramblin' Ride Festival by me, Jana Graham, and by
Aidan McMahon.
For the next 2 weeks, we're going to be paddling ourselves, so we're going to treat you to the Honey Bucket Review. That's an evening of Old Town music and stories performed live in the Woodyard on the stage of a 1950-something dump truck. Be sure to tune in back here.